USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
There is proof Chinese scientists invented the coronavirus. That's the claim made in a new research paper obtained by London's The Daily Mail and posted online today. A British professor and Norwegian scientist claimed to have found unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples they say could only have been manipulated in a lab. Also, a new COVID variant found in Vietnam. The health minister announcing today it's a hybrid of the UK and Indian variants, but much more transmissible. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Biden encouraged by rising vaccination rates.
I know when I ran for office, I said I wanted to do three things, one of which was to unite the country. It's difficult, but this is the first real evidence that we're able to do it. The American people are more ready to come together, I believe, than the Congress and the elected officials are.
Biden adds, we're not just saving lives, but getting our lives back as America rebounds from the depths of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.